15th, 2026 as date for Chawama Pali by election. Voluntary doctors to withdraw labor. In international news, Ghana condemns inhumane treatment of travelers at Israel airport. In sports, Zambia dominates team of the tournament for the CAF African Schools Football Championship.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. In local news on Monday, the Electoral Commission of Zambia said January 15, 2026, for the Chawama constituency parliamentary by-election, 118 days before the dissolution of parliament, to pave way for the 26 general elections. ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga said nominations for candidates will be held on December 16, 2025 and urged all aspiring candidates to present a certified copy of their grade 12 certificate or equivalent. She stated that the nomination fees are set as 15,000 kwacha for male candidates, 13,500 kwacha for female candidates, and 10,000 kwacha for youth and persons with disabilities. Ms. Luhanga further disclosed that the campaign period will run from December 17, 2025 to January 14, 2026, hence encouraging all candidates, party officials and voters to follow the guidelines to ensure a smooth by-election. The Chawama parliamentary seat fell vacant after the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, declared it so due to the continued absence of the former Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu. In more local news, on Tuesday, volunteer doctors say they will stop reporting for duty next Friday, December 19th, after government failed to keep its promise to recruit them by the end of this year. The group, speaking through the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia President Dr. Paul Chiwe, said they feel abandoned as there has been no roadmap or communication on their employment. Dr. Chiwe said the doctors have been working long hours, sometimes the whole month without rest and often without any income, yet they continue treating patients with compassion. He said the decision to down tools is not a strike against the public, but a call for dignity, fairness and clarity. The association argues that no health system can depend on unpaid workers. RDAZ advised all health facilities to adjust their duty rosters to reduce disruptions once volunteer doctors withdraw their services next week. In more news, on Wednesday, Minister of Health Dr. Elijah Muchima criticized the Residents Doctors Association of Zambia for threatening to down tools over delays in recruiting medical volunteers, saying the association rushed to the media instead of returning to the dialogue table. Speaking during a press address, Dr. Muchima said volunteers are not yet government employees and participate as a personal choice, stressing that the ministry had earlier met with the association and agreed on clear procedures to guide future recruitment. He explained that Zambia's current economic and operational pressures, particularly the national power crisis, which he described as a priority number one issue for government, have affected the timing of recruitment across sectors. Dr. Muchima indicated that the government has not halted the recruitment of health workers, noting that Treasury authority for new recruitments was granted about 2 weeks ago, triggering a phased process that includes handling pending promotions and internal assessments before wider consultations. Approximately 2,000 health workers are expected to be recruited, with considerations already made for those in the existing database. The minister urged RDAZ to return to discussions with the ministry instead of escalating matters publicly, insisting that the Ministry of Health remains open and willing to update them on progress.
The threat by a resident doctor association of Zambia to down the tools because of the non-implementation of recruitment of volunteers. First and foremost, volunteers are not employees yet. And also when we are doing voluntary work, it's a personal decision. They are not forced by anybody. And there are quite many. This issue came up early this year. We sat here and we discussed and we gave the yardsticks and how to go about it. This is fine. It's amazing to find that they have rushed to go to the press instead of coming back here to see how far we've gone. We are dealing issues that concern fiscal space in other language. The Treasury, you know Zambia, at the moment, the biggest issue we have at the moment is power. Power has shadowed, overshadowed every other aspect.
In more local news, on Thursday, the Human Rights Commission raised alarm over four critical child rights concerns that require immediate government attention, urging stronger protection mechanisms across justice and education sectors. HRC Chairperson Dr. Pamela Sambo, speaking during the commemoration of International Human Rights Day in Lusaka on Wednesday, said the deprivation of liberty for children in conflict with the law remains widespread, with some minors unlawfully detained contrary to the Children's Court Act. This year's International Human Rights Day was commemorated under the theme Human Rights Are Everyday Essentials. She noted that the limited use of